One of my favorite heirloom plants is Confederate Rose, today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Confederate Rose is a wonderful plant that is really unknown outside of the Southeast, where it has been grown in landscapes for many, and I mean many years. But this old-fashioned plant is not a rose at all. It is actually a hibiscus, known botanically as Hibiscus mutabilis, with other common names such as cotton rose or cotton rose mallow. In the late summer and fall, Confederate Rose is in its prime blooming season and covered with hundreds of blooms per plant. As the older flowers are starting to fade, there are new ones opening up. On a typical day, there will be loads of flowers in varying shades of white, pink, and dark pink. I love the 6-inch diameter flowers that are double forms. Plant in a full sun location, considering its potential size. At up to 10 feet tall, it's impressive. The best landscape use would be as a specimen plant in order to properly display the gorgeous and prodigious number of flowers. This plant will die back to the ground after a hard frost. It may overwinter in the coastal counties. But not to worry, as Confederate Rose will grow up to 10 feet tall next season. To accommodate the next season's growth, Confederate Rose should be cut back to 4 to 6 inches in late winter. Until next time, I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman enjoying our Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.